Nancy Meza's story is not uncommon.
I was born in Mexico, Jalisco, and I came to the U.S. at the age of 2.
Meza's mother brought her to the U.S. to get an education.
Me and my mom came undocumented through the desert. I consider myself an American, and all I'm missing is a piece of paper.
Meza just graduated from the university and is considering either graduate or law school. Her plans just got a little easier a few months ago when California passed the DREAM Act, a law that makes students who are not in the U.S. legally eligible for financial aid in public universities within the state.
Definitely the passage of the California DREAM Act opens up those doors for us to be able to compete, and that's all we ever wanted.
An estimated 11 million undocumented immigrants live in the U.S., of which 2 million are youth and students, says Kent Wong, director of the University of California, Los Angeles Labor Center. Only 3 states in the U.S. allow illegal immigrants to qualify for financial aid in state universities.
These children broke no laws. They have done everything our society has asked them to do. They've worked hard, they've studied hard, they've stayed in school, they're entering college. And so we are punishing them for something over which they had absolutely no control.
A federal DREAM Act failed in the U.S. Senate last year. It would have created a pathway to citizenship for qualifying illegal immigrants.
The reality is that because the majority are from Latin America and Asia, there is a strong reaction from older conservative white members of Congress who fear the integration of students of color within our society.
But Republican strategist Luis Alvarado says the views of many Democrats and Republicans are not that different. He says many Republicans and Latinos prefer immigration reform to be on the national level because states such as California cannot afford to have its own immigration policy.
So all you need to do is go to LA County Hospital emergency room and find out who is actually utilizing the services there. It's the reality that there is a burden placed upon society because this issue has not been resolved. The solution is very complex. The reality is we're not going to have a solution until we actually find out who the next president of the United States is.
Even among the Republican candidates who want to run against President Barack Obama in 2012, there are differences of opinion. Some say the solution is to build a fence along the U.S.-Mexico border, while others want to find a way to give legal status to the illegal immigrants who are already in the U.S. Luis Alvarado says Republicans and Democrats need to work together and not delay any longer in finding a solution for immigration. In the 2008 presidential election, Mr. Obama received more than 60% of Latino votes compared to Republican candidate Senator John McCain with about 30%. Elizabeth Lee for VOA News, Los Angeles.